What experience, qualifications, or skills would you bring to the position of assembly member?
Well, currently I am serving in an appointed position on the Assembly City and Borough of Wrangell. Previous history, I have served on the Parks and Rec Board for one term back in early 2000. I also served 2 years on the City Council before we became a borough, and then I ran for the first borough election after we became a city and borough of Wrangell back in 2008, I believe it was. So I served a 2-year term there also. And I took kind of a little bit of time off, and there was an open seat available here due to some people resigning and stuff. And so I was appointed to fill that till this October's election. And I determined, and since at the point I picked up the application, no one had filed yet for that open seat. Now there turns out to be there's 3 of us vying for the 1-year unexpired term, which is fine. And it's always good to have more than one person as opposed to the other seats who only have unopposed people. So it's always good to give somebody a choice. Other than that, I've been pretty much a lifelong Alaskan, and we lived in Wrangell. Most people know who I am. I manage Audison's True Value downtown. I'm basically a conservative. I believe the government should provide basic services, and they should be cost-effective and accountable to the people who pay the taxes.
On a positive note, tell us about one city or borough project you're excited about that you'd like to see either started or completed during your term on the Assembly.
Well, there's actually, as you know, there's been some controversy around the hospital funding that and building that, and we've been a couple years delayed here. I'm hopeful that needs to go forward. Our current facility is outdated, and it's basically falling apart, and we definitely need to build a new facility. I was on the council back in 2006 when, at that time, Mark Walker and Brian Gilbert approached the council at that point for support on building a new hospital. And at that point, the difference in cost was to renovate the existing one was a little over $12 million, $12.3 million. And while we could build a brand new facility for a little over $19.7 million, then we at that time determined that $7 million more was well worth having a brand new facility. Of course, the cost of the projects has ballooned up over $30 million. And I know they're looking at it, and we're looking at trying to pry that down because the original funding was for $24 million. So it'd be better to have it closer than higher, and there's, of course, some grant money in there. But Wrangell definitely needs, as we have an aging population, we definitely need a new facility for everybody that's getting older. The second project is I've always been supportive of the port infrastructure. You know, the travel lift has been a great boom for our local economy, and I said a long time ago that the only growth Wrangell will really see is in the fishing industry, and we've actually captured some of that, and with the new 300-ton coming online here this early next spring, that'll Wrangell will be able to pull pretty much any boat in Southeast, and that's created a good jobs. Considering back in 2006 and 2007, we were down to 1,911 people in Wrangell, and now we're up over 2,300. So, you know, we've increased the population in Wrangell. Our school population has plateaued about 312 students, which is great for the school, but it's still tough, you know, underneath the budget circumstances.
What issue do you think poses the greatest challenge to the Assembly right now, and what steps do you think the Assembly should take to deal with it?
Well, as previous interviewers have said, you know, there's always the issue with grid and grant funding from the state and federal level as sequestration, and actually as the, you know, they've dropped their funding 5% across the board. Some things have been impacted more than other things. The state of Alaska oil revenues are down. This year is the first year that the state will actually do deficit spending, which means they're taking money out of the reserves to, I believe it's about $330 million this year to fund all of state operations. So, and everybody knew this was going to happen at the state level, but everybody thought it was going to be like 2017. Of course, it's happening sooner. And so there's going to be some hard choices. You know, what are we going to be able to provide and what are we going to be able to do? Of course, we always need money to maintain streets and do other projects. So it's kind of a give and take, but if you have economic development, you have a bigger population growth, the city will get more revenue that way.
Wrangell is made up of people with very different backgrounds who believe different issues are priorities. Why do you think you're the best candidate to represent this diverse community and all of its interests?
Well, in the past, I've actually, of course, represented Wrangell, got voted on Assembly and Council twice, and hopefully I'm basically a moderate, and I believe most people can talk to me. You know, I do have my views, and we are elected to represent the community of Wrangell as a whole. But of course, as we all know, you can't represent everybody all the time because everybody has diverse views, and you try to pick the middle road and do what's best for the community in the long term.
Along the same lines, what is something that you think ties the whole community together and is of common interest?
I think what ties Wrangell together is our location, our culture, and our history, which is great for Wrangell. You know, many of the people live in Wrangell because they want to live here, and they have many family members that live here, and none of them are going to go anywhere. So we have to make the best that we can out of our community. I think as a whole, Wrangell is one of the friendliest communities in Southeast. We have a good attitude. Of course, once in a while, there are controversial items that come up, and there's people on both sides of every issue because everybody has opposing views usually. And you try to pick the middle ground and try to make the best of both. I don't know if it's consensus building or not, but you try to do the best you can with the input you get from the people. And Wrangell, you know, at our assembly members, meetings, we usually only have maybe the reporters there and maybe three or four people are there. So the only time a lot of people show up if there's some controversial issue, and usually as assembly member, you only hear the problems. You don't, most of the time, don't hear the positive part of it, but we anticipate if we don't hear anything, that means we're doing something good.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you'd like to add?
I just believe, I look forward to serving the community of Wrangell again. I've been on assembly and hopeful to be reelected, and I will move Wrangell, provide leadership on the assembly, move forward. You know, we have to maintain what we have, our harbors and our travel lift, hospital, healthcare, you know, of course, the schools. But of course, the only way you can maintain the school funding is if you have kids. So if we can get families in Wrangell, our average age in Wrangell is like 48 years old. So we're not a young population in Wrangell. And so we have to provide some family level jobs in Wrangell somehow, you know, industry. And right now it's some fishing and a little bit of tourism, of course, that helps. Everything's diversified, helps Wrangell. So I'm hopeful that the future looks good. I think we have a strong reserves at the city, and I think we provide good services for the community.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks.